The Small Business Administration, or SBA, took additional steps this week to provide relief options to U.S. agriculture. One of those steps included reopening the application process for the Economic Injury and Disaster Loan and Grant Program. We caught up with Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, to explain how the program is intended to work for agricultural producers.
This is one of the programs that received additional funding in recent legislation that Congress passed. And that legislation also stipulated to the SBA that agriculture should be eligible for this loan program as well. It's a loan that's meant to provide working capital to operations.
The program also includes a small forgivable grant program that can provide up to $10,000 per applicant once the application is submitted.
Because of the backlog in funding for this program, when SBA opened the application window this week, they only opened it to agricultural entities to try to give agriculture an opportunity to access this important funding for cash flow.
And shifting our focus to the Department of Agriculture's relief efforts.
The regulation that the department is developing that will allow them to begin sign-up for the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program. That regulation was sent to the White House Office of Management and Budget earlier this week for review and approval. And once that regulation is approved, then we expect USDA to announce the sign-up period and the process for producers to sign up for this assistance, which would be based on generally the amount of 2019 crop production that was still at risk for price loss as of early 2020. The timing on this is still not certain, but we would expect to see additional details sometime maybe late next week or early the following week.
This week, we also saw Congress return to some activity on the Hill.
The Senate was in session part of the week, and there's discussions underway that the House may return sometime next week for work, but that's not certain at this point. The main negotiations in Congress at this time, in terms of providing additional relief, those discussions are happening in the House primarily among House Democratic leadership and their caucus on trying to craft the next legislative package. And once that's ready, we anticipate the House to bring that up, and then that would really kickstart the negotiations on what would be in the next piece of legislation and try to get that final version that both the House, Senate, and administration can agree to in the coming weeks.